Chris Prager Show on the Salem Radio Network. My name is Bob France. So happy to be with you. I'm live in Cleveland, Ohio. This is the home base. This is the ReliefFactor.com studios of AM 1420 The Answer. My regular program is on from 9 to noon. I'm going now on my fourth straight hour. I'm going to go six in a row. Why not? What the heck? It's Friday. And oh, by the way, it happens to be the first morning of the fourth month of the year of our Lord, 2022, making it a particularly interesting Friday, but I don't have any April Fool's plans for you today. We're going to deal in reality today. In other words, we're going to be the polar opposite of the Walt Disney Corporation. We're going to deal in reality. We're going to deal with scientific reality, political reality, cultural reality, social reality, rather than following what Disney and the Brandon administration wants to do. And by the way, if you hear this,
let's go Brandon.
Now, I am a full-on believer in Let's Go Brandon, and if you want to substitute those words, you can do so any way you wish. But Let's Go Brandon believes what the Disney Corporation believes, that science isn't real, that women aren't real, that girls aren't real, that boys aren't real, that none of those things are reality. None of those things are scientific reality. They only are what someone decides they are, depending on the day. And that's going to be a big part of what we talk about on the Dennis Prager Show. So I appreciate you being with us. Welcome you to join us. And, you know, I'm going to start off with just what I find to be one of the most disturbing stories in a very, very long time. Now, we have known that the LGBTQ mafia, the alphabet soup of the Rainbow Warriors, they have been pushing for this for some time now. This isn't brand new, but the full-on inclusion of the Walt Disney Corporation as a recruiting and grooming tool to over-sexualize young children is a step, I think, over the Rubicon. It takes us past, I think, the point of no return now. To have the Walt Disney Corporation take what used to be the happiest place on earth. When you were younger, you probably remember, depending on your age, I'm old enough to remember in the 70s, the wide world of Disney. We only had three channels anyway, right? You had ABC, NBC, and CBS. And on Sunday nights at like 7 o'clock, it was the wonderful world of Disney, or the wide world of Disney would present the movie of the week. And it was always, you know, family entertaining and wholesome. And I'm not saying every show needs to be The Little House on the Prairie. Don't get me wrong when I say wholesome. And I'm not, you know, going to pine away for those glory days, you know, that so many, you know, what the younger generations would respond to with, hey, okay, boomer. First of all, I'm not a boomer. I'm a Gen Xer. But I'm not trying to do the, hey, we walked uphill to school both directions and we did it in snow and bare feet and things were all different. I'm not going to go all the way there. But I am going to say that it wasn't that long ago that Disney believed in boys and girls. They believed in families and family units, the nuclear family, which, of course, is the foundational building block of the American culture, of Western civilization. The family unit, the mother living together married to the father, and the two of them producing offspring in their image and in God's image and raising them in the same way to do the same thing. It's, first of all, scientifically, it's for the propagation of the species. Second of all, for a culture, it is the only way in which civilizations have been built, particularly those who have grown and who have evolved into the greatest force for good in the history of humankind. It wasn't that long ago, as I talk about the 70s and the wide world of a wonderful world of Disney movie and all of that stuff. It wasn't that long ago that Disney actually believed in that culture. They believed in family. They believed in mothers and fathers and children being happy. And as a matter of fact, as they have now acknowledged through the leaked videos of their Reimagine Tomorrow group video call, and some of the executive producers, Disney vice presidents, Disney presidents, Disney leaders of the DIE, don't ever call it DEI, by the way. I always tell you this whenever I get a chance to sit in for Dennis or for anybody else. It's DIE. Why? Because it spells die, and that is exactly what they're trying to make happen to our culture. But the diversity, inclusion, and equity managers and so forth, they all essentially stated that our mission now is to erase the modern the traditional American family and replace it with a modern conglomeration of people of different sexes and genders and numbers. And that's their mission. Literally, they said their goal is to queer up, their words, not mine. I'm also old enough to remember when queer was considered to be a slur. You can't call someone a queer. That's like calling them, you know, the F word for homosexual that rhymes with maggot that you cannot say. Queer used to be one of those things, too. You remember the game Smear the Queer if you were a kid? And whoever had the ball, everybody else tackled him. And they threw it up in the air and whoever got it and everybody tackled him. Couldn't say that anymore because that was gay bashing. Now it's in the alphabet. It's in LGBTQ, stands for queer. And they literally said in the Disney videos they're going to queer up all of the Disney productions as much as they possibly can. They want at least 50% of the characters to be LGBTQ, XIA, YNPZ, etc. That's what they want to have happen. So this is their goal, to tear down the traditional family morals and values and replace it with this new far-left amalgamation of beings that aren't even boys and girls. And they announced that in the parks, in the theme parks, they no longer will say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we present to you whatever Disney production it was going to be. They say now it's not ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's dreamers of all ages, guests, people. And I'm surprised they're going to go with people, by the way. Because if the goal here is to normalize anybody's self-identification, no matter what they say they are, a male who says he's female, a female who says he's male, a male or female who says I'm neither one, I'm just out there in the ether, I'm just a thing, or I'm both, depending on the hour. Literally, in the morning, I might be male. In the evening, I might feel female. I'm non-binary. I'm just out there. Well, what happens if they say I'm a unicorn, which is just as mythical as all of the rest? What happens if they say I, and you see these people? I don't want to chase this rabbit down the hole here, but you see there are people, and you can see them on videos. If you go to TikTok, you can see just about anything. There are people who live their lives on all fours. As dogs, they literally eat off of the floor and they literally want to be carried around or led around on a leash. They live their lives as dogs. And according to the standard set forth by the far American left, of which now we can count among them the Disney Corporation and the Brandon administration, according to the new rules, you have to accept that self-identification, whatever it may be. So I'm surprised they're even going to go with people. But they definitely do not acknowledge boys and girls anymore. And ladies and gentlemen, this is by their own admission. I remember, and again, back to my original point here, I'm not going back 4 or 5 decades. I'm going back 2 decades. I'm going back at the beginning of this millennia. My daughter and my son, we took a trip to Disney World, as families are wont to do. We were very blessed to be able to do this. I think she was 5 and he was 3. But I remember having breakfast. Anybody who's been to Disney World knows this. In the Magic Kingdom, you can for an extra fee, which is not cheap, but you can have breakfast in the castle. In the castle that you see in the center of all the postcards of Disney World, right? And when you go in there, you know what they did? They gave each little girl a wand, a magic wand, so that she can be a fairy princess. And they gave each little boy a little sword. And I still have the pictures of my daughter and my son, 5 and 3, I believe they were, squeezing their eyes tightly shut as the instructions came over the speakers to for all the little princes and princesses to make their wish. And they squeezed their little eyes shut, and my son held his little sword high, and my daughter held her little wand high, and I still have pictures of that moment, of them making their wish in the magical kingdom, in the castle. Now, they're not handing swords to boys and magic fairy wands to girls, magic wands for fairy dust to the girls, because there are no boys and girls. They're just things. They're beings that may or may not have yet decided what they are. So I ask you, you taking that trip to Disney? You're taking your kids on the Disney cruise? You're taking your kids to the Disney movies? Are you still subscribed to Disney Plus? If so, we got to talk. And that's what I'm here to do today. Bob France in for Dennis Prager, right back.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they'd expected. Some own coins that have done better than they expected. Or maybe you just want to cash out and do something else with the money. Markets change, and to understand the current value of your precious metals portfolio, you should get a new valuation. So I'd like to tell you about my friend, and he is, otherwise I never use that term, Nick Rovich. Became my friend because I so admire his honesty and integrity and knowledge of the coin world, of the gold world, the silver world. He's owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion for over 40 years. Nick has built a reputation for trust and honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. Nick won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, I believe he offers the best price, trade, and consignment deals compared to anyone. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review for free. That's right, free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Call Nick at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694.
65, I was 17. 21 minutes past the hour. Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. Bob France sitting in the ReliefFactor.com studios here in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome you to the program, and I invite you to join us on the phone lines. I'm a believer in saying what is true and what needs to be said. And what Joe Brandon said yesterday, as we continue to try to deal with the fallout of the Disney, what do we call it? Their leftward lurch? I don't even know what to call what Disney is doing here, but they were livid and expressed outrage with a public statement after Ron DeSantis, the governor of the great state of Florida, signed a bill passed by the legislature of the great state of Florida, essentially enforcing parental rights to not have their children sexualized at the age of 5 or 6 or 7 or 8. K through three, that's it. K through three. Teachers, do not try to indoctrinate children with ideas about sex. Now, the left has called that the Don't Say Gay Bill. The word gay never appears. The word homosexual never appears. The word trans never appears anywhere in the bill, which is now a law. Because it doesn't say don't say gay. It says don't talk about sex or sexualization to young children who are completely not prepared for and not sexual beings. That's it. Parents will instruct their kids as their kids get older on what they need to know about sex, meaning sex and gender and chromosomal scientific sex, and about sexuality. That's what parents do. And all this bill does is saying, don't teach kids about sex. Not about straight sex, not about gay sex, not about self-sex, not about multiple sex, not about invisible sex. It's not what kids are supposed to be taught in K-8, right? Or K-3, right? It was that simple. So the Disney Corporation promised to work overtime to have the courts of the state of Florida repeal this law, or to go back to the legislature and threaten enough of them to pass a repeal of that law, so that they want the teachers to be able to teach the little children in kindergarten and first grade about sex. It's just there's no sense to it. Until, of course, you see who they're siding with, which is, there's the shirt again, the Brandon guy. Until you heard President Brandon yesterday giving a public video address on the day of, I guess it's called Transgender Day of Visibility. I didn't know that was a thing. I don't know why that's a thing. I don't know why that needs to be a thing. But apparently it's a thing. And Joe Brandon wanted everybody to know it was a thing yesterday and that you should support it. And you should especially support it if your kids want to be part of it. Listen.
Everyone celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility. I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are. Made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support.
If they were trying to express that they were made in the image of God, they wouldn't be requesting surgical mutilation of the body that God created them in. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense at all. And you don't have to be faithful. You don't have to be Christian or Jewish or any other faith to recognize that. If they're made in the image of God, why would they then destroy that which God made? But I digress.
But we know it's hard when there are those out there who don't see you and don't respect you. For example, the onslaught of anti-transgender state laws attacking you and your families is simply wrong.
It's not happening. What people are doing in these states like Florida is defending the rights of regular folks, of children, of students, of athletes, so that this transgender movement, which is almost exclusively artificial, made up, it's recruiting, it is indoctrinating people who have no interest whatsoever in a different lifestyle like that at a very young age, indoctrinating them to be a part of it so they can have more strength in numbers. It's artificial, but it's stopping this artificial trans movement from taking away from the experiences of everybody else. It's not attacking trans. It is defending everybody else who recognizes biological, chromosomal, physiological, and anatomical science.
The administration is standing up for you against all these hateful bills. And we're committed to advancing transgender equality in the classroom.
Does he say anything anymore that doesn't have to be spit past his dentures? I swear it's Polygrip is just leaking. The slurring of the words, put him in a little tighter. Get a different brand. I don't know, but just, come on.
On the playing field, at work, in our military, in our housing and healthcare systems, everywhere, simply everywhere. Today, we're announcing even more.
It's not everywhere. It's 1% or less of the population. And it's 1% or less of the population that suffers from a psychological condition called gender dysphoria. Psychological illnesses are real. Psychological conditions are real. There are some people who really, really, really believe and they have a psychological issue. They believe they're two people, right? They call that split personality disorder. They're not actually two physically different people. And no one has ever suggested we should split them in half and let them be two different people. They say that obviously they are biologically one person and they have a condition mentally that makes them think they're two. And they try to treat that psychological condition. But yet when it comes to this condition, when somebody is physically one person, a male or a female, biologically, chromosomally, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, suddenly that person who thinks they're something different, we have to say, oh, let's run with that. Let them self-identify and play along and say, okay, we believe you are whatever you think you are. No. If there is a disagreement between your physical and biological scientific self and your psychological self, then which one needs to be treated? Does the body need to be mutilated, or does the psychological situation need to be dealt with? And we all know the answer to that. But Joe Brandon's suggestion in this speech yesterday was, if your kids tell you they want to be mutilated, you must mutilate them. More coming up. Bob Franson for Dennis Prager.
Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the store, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell at MyPillow found that out around 2006, and towels changed forever. He found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And that happens to be true. I use them. They are all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Six-piece set, two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths. Regularly $109.99, now $39.99. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels, by entering the promo code Prager, or call 800-761-6302 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, promo code Prager.
Welcome once again. Bob France sitting in for Dennis. We're talking about Disney. We're talking about Joe Brandon. Did I misstate it? Did I overstate it when he said, or when I said rather, that he said that if your kid wants to be mutilated, you have to let your kid be mutilated? That's the way they phrased it over at redstate.com, which I have linked to alwaysright.us. That is essentially what was said. Because he said, if your children tell you that their identity is something other than what their identity really is, what their biology says that they are, then you have to listen to them. And you have to foster and grow and nurture that. That's your mission and that's your responsibility as a parent. That's part of supporting the trans agenda, according to the Brandon administration. They have now determined that gender-affirming care, including puberty blockers, which leads to, obviously, eventual infertility, hormones, and surgeries, that those things are a right of trans youth, and that they're appropriate and they're necessary for the health of trans kids. The Brandon Justice Department is going to come after states that disagree. They had a letter sent to all state attorneys general telling them if children want to have these drastic steps taken, it is a responsibility it's mandatory that parents allow it to happen. Now, I would like to just call into the equation here the fact that we don't let children decide if they can smoke a cigarette, at least here in the state of Ohio, till they're 21. We don't let them take a drink of alcohol because they're too immature until they're the age of 21. They can't sign a legally binding contract because they're just too dumb and too immature and too underdeveloped mentally and psychologically to make decisions that are binding until they're at least age 18. But we're going to allow them to start taking puberty blockers to destroy their reproductive systems and the growth of their bodies? We're going to allow them to make those decisions at 8? Or am I overstating that? Is it 5? If you've got a kid who has been coerced into repeating back to what some leftist teacher tells them to say, and that is that I'm not Johnny, I'm Jenny, I think I'm a girl, are we going to let that child decide if he gets to take puberty blockers, hormones that stunt their growth and development as the biological sex that they are? We don't let them make decisions on whether or not to go right on red until they're at least 16 when they get a driver's license. We're going to make them let them make a decision on whether or not they want to transition into another being that is fantasy. Not only are we going to let that happen, we're going to be forced to make that happen, according to what President Brandon's Department of Justice just declared. So if you think Disney is over the line, and as I said, it's time to boycott every product and or entertainment vehicle that Disney has ever developed, you think you've got a problem there. Take a look inside the halls of our elected offices. Take a look inside Joe Brandon's world, where he's got a biological male parading around in a dress, lipstick, and a wig and calling himself Rachel as a 4-star admiral and in a key cabinet position. I mean, there is a serious agenda here that goes far beyond trying to show support to somebody with a psychological delusion. It's an agenda that says we must normalize these things and make them happen permanently with drugs and with surgeries, even if the children, even if the people are so confused they have no earthly idea what they're doing. That's an agenda. That's not support. That's not care. That's dangerous. And I'll be right back. In for Dennis Prager.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I want to give you just a little heads up on something that'll make you feel a little bit better about all of this stuff. Welcome back, by the way. Bob France sitting in for Dennis Prager live in the ReliefFactor.com studios of AM 1420 The Answer. My program is called Always Right Radio with Bob France. You can look it up and make sure you check out the website too, alwaysright.us. This made me feel good today when I saw this. Actually, yesterday I brought it up on my morning program today. It's one thing for conservatives to say, you know, boycott this or don't do that. Normally it's the left that does that whole boycotting thing, right? It's not really kind of, it's not in our bag. But in this case, boycotting Disney, I think is just flat out essential for the health of our kids. All right? That's just the reality. But we don't just sit around and gripe about it. We do things about it. And the story here of the Daily Caller is something that needs to be celebrated. Not the Daily Caller, excuse me. Ben Shapiro, my apologies. Terrific staff at the Daily Wire. I said the wrong daily. My apologies. The Daily Wire has made the announcement that in the aftermath of this extraordinary woke move to the far, far, far left by the Disney Corporation to essentially try to warp families and warp children, the Daily Wire is not just calling for the boycotting of Disney. They're saying we're going to give you an alternative because children really do need these things. They need these, you know, places of fantasy and wonder and, you know, these glorious stories of fairy princesses and princes and all the different things that the great writers at Disney have come up with through the years when they actually cared about families and children. Kids need that. And since they can't get that from Disney anymore, the Daily Wire Corporation has announced that they are investing a minimum of $100 million into new children's content as an alternative to the woke Walt Disney Company. They announced that they will have, over the next 3 years, $100 million will be spent investing in a line of live action and animated children's entertainment on a streaming platform. So when I said to you before, do not let your children put a block on the Disney Channel, on your cable package or your streaming package or whatever. If you're subscribing to streaming, do not subscribe to Disney Plus or ESPN Plus or anything that's going to put money into the pockets of these very, very dangerous individuals with their very, very dangerous agenda. It's more than just don't buy Disney. Cancel that Disney cruise, that Disney trip to vacation to the Magic Kingdom. Cancel all that stuff. It's more than that. It's find the alternative. Now, it's going to take them a year, they said. By spring of 2023, they will have all of this ready to go. I'm willing to wait. And I hope you are, too. This is what it takes. We're not saying kids have to live their lives in this plain drab, hey, we're going to protect them from everything that is questionable, controversial, or dangerous. So, we're, you know, they just have to sit there in silence. Not at all. I love this fact that the Daily Wire is stepping up and saying we are going to provide the same kind of thing that Disney used to provide, but without the woke, anti-parent, anti-nuclear family messaging that is being put now intentionally into the Disney products. So I think that's one piece of very good news. All right, I'm going to go to the phones now. Again, 8-PRAGER-776, 877-243-7776. We're going to go to Lake Forest, California. Randy, you're on the Dennis Prager Show. Thanks for joining us. Go right ahead.
Bob, doing a yeoman's work, sitting in for Dennis. I've been listening to you since you started.
Thank you.
Been listening to Dennis since Religion on the Line. He says it was 82. I say it was 79. We got a running joke in that regard. I know him and Sue well. And I've been boycotting Disney about as long. Four words, okay? And right to the point. There's a book that I read back in the, I think it was 96, but it may have been as late as 98. It was called Disney and the Bible. Okay? Google it. Look it up. It'll come right up. The author's name is tough for me to announce. I mean,
that's okay. Give me the gist. Give me the gist. What's the book about?
It's, you know, you said all these things about Disney, and they're true. You know, they've had family values, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the reason why has always been money, or since the early going, it has been money, okay? And the thing that set me off into looking at this, My girls are 34 and 36 now, but back in the 90s, they were, we had them in dance class, okay? And they had a show at Disney, okay? And they were 9 and 6, let's say, okay, in dance class. They had a show at Disney, and they, Disney, made the parents pay full admission price for to get in to see our daughters, okay, who were part of the show, you know. And that just did it with me, and I started investigating and ran into the book Disney and the Bible. And it will chronicle that this stuff has been going on for a long, long time, almost 3 decades. The author wrote that book probably in the 90s.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me jump in here, Randy, to respond to some of that. And I thank you so much for the phone call. The corporate greed aspect, I'm not surprised one iota. That what you experienced with the dance classes. Corporate greed is one thing. Some would call that, hey, it's capitalism. They can charge whatever people are willing to pay, whatever the market will bear. And that's true. That's reality. That's kind of the way things are. We can be unhappy about it, but if we don't want to pay for it, we don't have to put our kids in it, and it's up to us to decide how much our children's smiles and their performances are worth. But the rest of this is a different story. It's not about profit motive when you are just trying to warp children, when you are trying to sexualize them at a very young age and get them into thinking and literally changing their brains. Because that's what it does, right? That's what it does when you have a child in the formative years of their development. And you put these very strange and warped ideas that are non-scientific, but that are just politically agenda-driven, and you get them thinking, maybe I'm not a boy, maybe I'm not a girl. And you put all of these ideas in their head, and it's in their classrooms, it's on their screens, it's on the movies, it's at the Magic Kingdom. You literally warp their way of thinking. That's not a profit issue. That's a political agenda. That's recruitment to create more members. Right now, there is a very, very tiny percentage of the American people that would identify in some other way. A very tiny percentage of them. A very tiny percentage doesn't gain much political clout. Millions and millions of members can. How do you develop them? Well, you train them. I'll be right back. 6 minutes before the top of the hour. Bob Franson for Dennis Prager live in Cleveland in the ReliefFactor.com studios of AM 1420, The Answer. That's my home base. Let's go to Ken, who's calling us from Chicago on the Dennis Prager Show. Hey, Ken, it's Bob in for Dennis. Go ahead.
Bob, good afternoon in beautiful rock and roll city Cleveland.
Yes, great, sir.
Show so far, especially since you took my call. Bob, I know you have to run, close out the hour, but I just wanted to make a quick point. I think that in terms of dropping all revenue to Disney, whether it's Disney Plus, ESPN, ABC Television, the Disney parks, often Disney really hits a hole in the market and does its product better than anyone else, especially regarding children's programming, children's movies. Where there's really a paucity of children's movies, which means every children's movie tends to make more than $100 million. And in terms of the parks as well, I think that what's interesting, Bob, as any Disney exec will tell you, its target demo is married people with small children. So this new rush to appease the radical left really goes against everything that Disney previously had stood for, and that's something that you mentioned earlier in the show, talking about taking your kids to Disney. Right. I think that's something that many, if not most, parents really want to do and try to save for. So I agree with you. We should be protesting this, but just to make a quick point of my own experience, I went to Disneyland in July. Rise of the Resistance, it's a new ride, 20 minutes long, probably the best ride in North America at any theme park. And I think that it's hard for some of us who really enjoy Disney product, Disney programming, to drop all that because to take a stand because of this radical turn.
Here's the thing that I would say in response to that, Ken, and I really appreciate your call and the points you're making, but I think what I would say to you is just wait for it, okay? You have enjoyed Disney products and movies and this and that and the other up to this point. They are now declaring that moving forward, they will make sure that their stories feature 50% LGBTQIA characters and storylines, things that are not geared with the target demo of parents and their small children. Because parents are going to be like, no way I'm going to be a part of this. This is why the pushback has already started. This is why Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire are pushing to spend $100 million to provide an alternative. And you're right. They do have a license to print money. They do make $100 million-ish for every film that they put out. But you know what? It might not sound like much to you and me, this difference, but when you are a corporation that is used to making $100 million and you only make 80 and you lose $20 million, you might say $80 million. Who's going to complain about that? They will. If 20% of their gross revenues are cut by people who are saying, we're not part of this, we're not doing this, we're not going to indoctrinate our kids or allow Disney to indoctrinate our kids with this anti-scientific, fantastical garbage, then that's when we will start to see a change. Okay, so I would just say wait for it. You will probably find out that you will not be going back to Disney yourself. Hour two coming up.